From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Terrorist suspect Najibullah Zazi has been indicted by federal prosecutors on a charge of planning to detonate weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say the Afghan immigrant plotted for more than a year to make bombs and blow them up inside the U.S. Zazi appeared briefly today in a Denver courtroom on a charge of lying to terrorism investigators. The proceedings for Zazi will be continued tomorrow. Court papers say the airport shuttle driver allegedly began plotting to use the weapons in August of last year. The papers say he rented a hotel suite in Colorado, and FBI testing reportedly found residue of explosives in the room. Zazi has denied any terrorist activities. President Obama chaired a special session of the United Nations Security Council as he wrapped up 3 days at the UN General Assembly in New York. The White House requested the rare meeting to address the spread of nuclear weapons, as we hear from NPR's Don Gagne.
The 15-nation Security Council unanimously approved the draft resolution written by the U.S. and calling for a stronger effort to prevent nuclear weapons from falling into the hands of terrorists. It was the only item on the agenda for the meeting. This session was historic in that it marked the first time a U.S. president has chaired a meeting of the U.N. Security Council. Mr. Obama made a brief opening statement.
This very institution was founded at the dawn of the atomic age, in part because man's capacity to kill had to be contained. And although we averted a nuclear nightmare during the Cold War, we now face proliferation of a scope and complexity that demands new strategies and new approaches.
The White House says the resolution sends a message to Iran and North Korea. The president has called on each to forsake their nuclear weapons programs. Don Gagne, NPR News, New York.
Mr. Obama is headed to Pittsburgh for the G20 summit. World leaders hope to draft a plan to prevent another global economic crisis. As the economy improves, layoffs appear to be easing, according to a Labor Department report. First-time claims for unemployment insurance fell last week to the lowest level since mid-July. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
Yesterday, the Fed said the economy is finally recovering after a severe recession that destroyed nearly 7 million jobs. The labor market continues to decline, but today there's more evidence that decline is slowing. 530,000 people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That was 21,000 fewer than the week before and the third consecutive drop this month. Economists think that most employers are finished with big layoffs, but they're cautious about starting to rehire until consumer demand picks up. Despite the small improvement in jobless claims, digging out of the nation's pit of unemployment will take years. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 52 points to 96.89. The Nasdaq is down 29 to 21.01. This is NPR News. Existing home sales fell unexpectedly in August. The National Association of Realtors says home sales dropped by 2.7% after sales had picked up over the last 4 months. Analysts expect home sales to improve next month as first-time homebuyers get in on a tax credit that expires November 1st. A wildfire burning northwest of Los Angeles has charred more than 25 square miles, but winds are calmer today than yesterday. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has details.
The fire evaded ground crews yesterday when gusty winds pushed it around some canyons, but an assault from the air kept it from getting too far out of hand. Those unpredictable Santa Ana winds out of the high desert have died down, allowing fire commanders to better predict where the fire will head. They're cutting 25 miles of containment lines today, bulldozing their way around hills and canyons. But the afternoon temperature once again will be near 100 degrees. The fire is burning 60 miles west of the month-old station fire. The incident commander there predicts that fire will be fully contained by midnight. It burned more than 250 square miles, the largest fire in Los Angeles County history. Two firefighters died, and arson investigators are still looking for whoever set it. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Flooding is reported at sewage plants in at least four Atlanta-area counties after days of downpours. At least 10 deaths in Alabama and Georgia are blamed on the rains and flooding in the southeast. There's heated debate in the Senate Finance Committee today as Republicans and Democrats spar over Chairman Max Baucus's health overhaul bill. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona raised his voice after Baucus urged him to finish up his point in a timely manner. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.